Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Standard's Tech and Science Daily podcast. Coming up, UK Spaceport given crucial safety license. Now, let's get into it. A huge international report has found that England leads the world in underage drinking, and that girls are drinking, smoking and vaping more than boys in the UK.
So England are top of the chart for 11 and 13 year olds when it comes to alcohol use. So we're seeing really high levels of early initiation into drinking.
That's Dr. Jo Inchley, International Coordinator for the study called Health Behaviour in School-Aged Children.
Yeah, I think England has higher levels, particularly at ages 13 and 15, than a lot of the other countries that are in the study, as does Scotland and Wales. And we're seeing very similar kind of figures across the three UK countries that participate in HBSC, actually.
The study is one of the largest of its kind and was carried out by the World Health Organization, who examined data from 280,000 children aged 11, 13 and 15 from 44 countries, who were asked about their use of cigarettes, vapes and alcohol.
Vaping in the UK is higher than the HBSC average, so that's the average across all the countries that took part in the survey as a whole. So I guess that's a little bit concerning, and we've certainly seen quite marked increases in vaping in Scotland over the last 4 years. It's more than doubled. Lifetime use of e-cigarettes has more than doubled in Scotland since 2018.
The study also revealed that two-fifths of girls in England and Scotland have vaped by the age of 15, which is higher than in a number of other developed countries.
Certainly disposable vapes seem to be fairly readily accessible to young people, and schools are reporting that that's a major issue that they're having to deal with on a day-to-day basis, young people telling us that too. So that may well be, I mean, having ready access to any kind of substance like that obviously makes it more attractive and available. So that is a big issue. Some of the policy responses we're seeing now from government across the UK is really positive in that respect, because we do need to address that issue of availability, accessibility.
Shetland's Saxaboard Spaceport, which hopes to eventually launch 30 rockets a year, has been given a crucial safety licence. The spaceport at the northernmost tip of the UK has received its range control licence from the Civil Aviation Authority, which gives permission to clear and control the downrange zone during launches. It means the CAA is confident the spaceport can keep maritime and aviation traffic secure when rockets blast off from the site on the Shetland Islands. The next part of the regulatory process will be a launch operator licence for the companies wishing to use the spaceport. In other space news... Earlier this week on Tech and Science Daily, we told you about the UK's Rosemary Coogan, who graduated as an ESA astronaut. Well, they're not hanging about with getting her to work, because she's already undergoing training in microgravity.
Hands down. Hands down.
Hands down?
Yeah.
The audio you can hear there is taken from video footage released by the European Space Agency, showing Coogan and some colleagues taking part in some basic training. The new generation of ESA astronauts boarded Airbus's 0G A310 plane for their first parabolic flight experience with the agency, where the aircraft was manoeuvred to create short periods of weightlessness. They had to learn to overcome the temptation to swim in microgravity and learn to perform CPR while anchored upside down. A study suggests that breast cancer survivors are at significant risk of developing entirely new cancers somewhere else in the body. Researchers from the University of Cambridge, who examined data for almost 600,000 people in England, said genetics play a role in driving up the risk of further separate cancers. But being from deprived backgrounds, being obese, and drinking too much is also likely to play a part. The new study published in Lancet Regional Health Europe calculated risks and found that women who survive breast cancer have double the risk of cancer in their other healthy breast compared to the general population. While it's already known that people who survive breast cancer are at higher risk of another primary cancer, the true risk has been unclear until now. Let's go to the ads. Coming up, scientists warn about the future of mosquito-borne diseases and why your surname might be holding you back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Shares in Meta in the US have sunk in after-hours trading, despite better-than-expected earnings. It comes after the Facebook and Instagram owner said expenses would be higher this year as it spends heavily on artificial intelligence. Its shares fell more than 15% after it said it expected to spend billions of dollars more than it had previously predicted in 2024. Scientists are warning that over half of the world's population could be at risk of mosquito-borne diseases by the end of the century. In findings presented at the ESCMID Global Congress in Barcelona, experts said mosquito-borne outbreaks driven by global warming are set to spread to parts of Northern Europe and other regions of the world over the next few decades. In Europe, mosquitoes that carry dengue have invaded 13 European countries since 2000, with local spread of the disease seen in France, Italy, and Spain in 2023. In the UK, figures released by the UK Health Security Agency show imported malaria cases exceeded 2,000 for the first time in over 20 years. And finally, it turns out that your surname could be negatively impacting your education, and it could even affect your career prospects. New research from the University of Michigan in the US found that students who had surnames that came later in the alphabet received lower grades than those who came earlier, and were more likely to receive ruder comments about their work from teachers. Students whose surnames began with A, B, C, D, or E received a 0.3 point higher grade out of 100 possible points, compared to when they were graded randomly. However, students with a surname lower down in the alphabet, from U to Z, received a 0.3 point lower grade, creating a 0.6 point gap. The reasons for the findings is unclear, but researchers suggest that teachers might get tired and irritable as they pass through the alphabet. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Standard podcast for all the latest news and analysis. Tech and Science Daily will be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.